Pope Benedict XVI has appealed for international solidarity and support for the people of Haiti. The island nation was devastated by a magnitude 7 earthquake overnight that has left thousands dead. The extent of the destruction is still unclear as all communication lines with the Caribbean island nation are down.
The quake hit south of capital Port-au-Prince, wrecking the presidential palace, UN headquarters, the cathedral and the archbishop's residence. MISNA News Agency has reported that the body of Archbishop Serge Miot was pulled from the rubble of his offices. The news was referred by the missionaries of the Saint-Jacques Society. The Vicar General, Monsignor Benoit, is still missing.
Caritas Internationalis has immediately dispatched an emergency team to Haiti and is appealing for prayers and for funds to aid the estimated 3 million people who have been affected by the quake. Patrick Nicholson is spokesman for Caritas Internationalis.
Our news is very sketchy at the moment. We're unable to get in touch with Caritas Haiti. Their offices are located in one of the worst affected parts of the capital, Port-au-Prince. We know we're looking at a very serious humanitarian catastrophe in Haiti. What they're saying, the people that on the ground are saying, it's a direct hit, a massive blow to a densely populated, very poor, very badly built city, and responding to that disaster will be is going to be a big challenge. Caritas Internationalis sent a team from Rome. We've launched an appeal which you can contribute to on our website, www.caritas.org. We've got good experience in delivering temporary shelter, so tents and medicine and food and water and sanitation programs. So we're hoping to build on that and really get aid to people as quickly as possible. But this is, we're looking at a very serious